Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America. Happy Saturday. Listen, over the last couple days, we did a one-hour session with Peter Schweitzer on television. It was so exciting. I want to adapt it today and tomorrow for our conversations about China. The threat from China is real. The reality is American businesses, U.S. government have been funding China's covert war against us. Hence the name of his new book, Blood Money. He's going to call names out. He's going to call policies out. He's going to describe the very disturbing tactics that China is engaged in to not only dishonor America, but to disable it, to create chaos, and to unseat us as the world's number one superpower. Peter Schweitzer with a really incredible look. We'll do the first few blocks today, and Sunday we'll come back with a whole lot more. I hope you'll appreciate that. Until then, just enjoy the next 40 minutes with one of the greatest minds in journalism, Peter Schweitzer. We'll be back tomorrow with round two with Peter Schweitzer. Until then, have a great night. Enjoy this great podcast. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
we're going to do something a little different. Rather than tackle the day's headlines, we're going to do a deep dive into a single issue, one that military, security, and economic experts increasingly say is the greatest long-term threat to American superiority, and that is communist China. Whether it's building the precursors for the fentanyl that has fatally poisoned hundreds of thousands of Americans the last few years, or intimidating our ally, Taiwan, in Asia, Beijing has become America's number one adversary, and the Chinese are engaged in a long-term strategy to supplant America as the world's number one superpower, both militarily and economically. Now, as Amanda and I have chronicled on this show, the Chinese are flooding our border inexplicably with tens of thousands of military-aged single men. They're buying off our allies from Africa to South America with money while usurping massive amounts of natural resources and rare metals key to the future economy. And they are seizing control of our supply chains and fighting for the hearts and minds of our children, from TikTok, the social media platform, to the school curriculums in places like Tulsa, which we've talked about. One painful reality many Americans are now coming to grips with is that too often short-sighted policies in Washington or on Wall Street, which have put profit over security, have played right into this Chinese strategy. We've seen just in the recent impeachment inquiry the role that the Biden family played in scoring millions of dollars from China while helping a Chinese firm get a foothold in America's successful natural gas industry. Tonight, we want to take you even deeper into that Chinese strategy, provide some troubling data on how it's succeeding from the South China Sea to American academic institutions, and explore some prescriptions for countering China's malign influence across the world and even inside our own borders. Now, we have the perfect guest to take us on this journey this evening. He is one of America's premier investigative journalists and researchers, a best-selling author multi times, and the president of the Influential Government Accountability Institute. And he just penned a brand new book called Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills America. That's a pretty provocative title. He's the one and only Peter Schweitzer, and he joins us now. Peter, great to have you on the show.
Always great to be with you, my friend. Thanks so much for having me.
This is such an important book in American history. And I think when you take your last two works together, you really have a sense of, one, how our elites had been captured by China, usually with the allure of money, and then how China has been executing. Basically, when I finish reading your book, I feel like we're really at war right now. We're in a covert war with China. Why did you write this book? And what's the big message you want Americans to take away?
Well, I think the big message I want Americans to take away is there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of things going on in the United States today, whether that's violence on the streets, whether that's social division, whether that's the fentanyl poisoning crisis. And China is exacerbating those problems. They are fanning the flames. And our leaders aren't doing anything about it. The way I think about it is that, you know, America's on fire. China's holding an empty can of gasoline, and our leaders are not doing anything about it. They're remaining silent. And to realize that we are at war with China, or rather, China's at war with us. They call it disintegration warfare. And John, the approach is pretty simple. They want to beat the United States without actually fighting the United States in a kinetic war. And I think they're having a lot of success in doing that right now.
Yeah, the book chronicles that so extraordinarily. Let me ask the first question, because I think this is a question I get a lot when we're out in the public. Why are American political leaders today so feckless when it comes to China? Why have they been so disengaged? I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. It took 3 years for the Americans to come to grips that maybe China was using TikTok as an influence campaign over our children. What is it about China that makes Americans so complacent or blind?
I think the American people are more alert to it than officials in Washington.
Yeah,
I think there's a couple of things at work, John. I mean, you've been in Washington a long time. I think part of the broader problem is a lot of people are in D.C. to go along and get along. So, look, if you accept the reality of what China is doing, that they literally have killed millions of Americans, that they are engaged in this campaign of social destruction in the United States, you can't have a normal relationship with this country. You can't say, let's talk about cultural exchanges, let's talk about trade treaties. You have to get down to the root and branch of the problem. And that means making some very difficult choices. And a lot of people in Washington, John, as you know, don't want to make difficult choices. They want the easy path. They want the path of least resistance. That's the broader problem. I think the more narrow problem is you do have certain political figures in Washington. I would put Joe Biden in this category. I would put Republican Senator Mitch McConnell in this category that have financial entanglements with China, meaning that their economic future or livelihood or their recent past has been linked to China. And to confront China raises some really embarrassing questions about themselves and about their personal finances. But also it creates opportunities for China to do severe economic damage to their financial fortune. So in this particular case with this group, it's really about putting their own commercial financial interests above the larger interests of the United States. And again, unlike the Cold War, where we were concerned about a war and American casualties, actually in this war, we already have millions of American casualties when you count COVID, fentanyl, and the other things that China's involved with.
Yeah, so important to keep that tally in front of the American people. I think you're right. I think Americans know we're in the war. I just can't understand why Washington isn't taking more aggressive action. You talked a little bit about, and I think every great empire, you know, faces that moment. Are we in that decay of our society? Are we in that moment where we've tipped over and our greatness is on the back nine, as we say in golf? But in this case here, it seems like China has done an awful lot, and it's strategically done an awful lot to try to accelerate some form of decline socially, morally, and academically, and of course, economically. Can you talk a little bit about some of the tenets, the patient tenets of the Chinese strategy to kind of erode American superiority?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that America doesn't have problems. It does. But they are being made far more severe by China's efforts to fan the flames. You know, there's an old strategic notion of watch the fire burn from across the river. This is something that the Chinese still talk about. And it's a pretty simple idea. You know, in other words, if there's a fire in your enemy's camp, you may have started it, you have made help spread it, but you act as if you are across the river and you really have nothing to do with it. But the fact of the matter is they're doing a lot of things to exacerbate social conflict in the United States. Take the issue of racial division. Do we have racial divisions in this country? We do. But I would contend, in a note of optimism, that we are far less divided than it appears, that China is taking explicit steps to fan those flames. So as I highlight in Blood Money, there are large operations being done by the Chinese involving thousands of military personnel that each individually have hundreds or thousands of social media accounts in the United States. Half of these social media accounts basically post stories, and they're all posing as Americans. Half of these social media accounts post stories that America is a hopelessly racist society and a bigoted society. The other half, also posing as Americans, are posting, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of stories saying, I only like white people, I don't like minorities. What they're trying to do is exacerbate racial tensions. They started doing this in the 60s with the black radicals. They had limited success, but in the tech space, they are far, far more successful than they have been in the past. The other thing that they're doing is they're involved in a lot of the radical social protest movements that exist in the United States. In 2020, those involving BLM and racial issues, a lot of the violent protests were organized by groups like FRSO and PSL. These are groups that are very close to Beijing. Beijing tracks their movements. I explain how they do that in the book. They get indirect funding from sources that are based in China. And these are the same organizations that now have moved on from those race issues and are now pushing a lot of the pro-Hamas violent protests in the United States. So these are groups that have an allegiance with Beijing. They view it as their duty to support Beijing's interests. And China encourages them on because, again, it sparks social division in the United States. That's something that China wants to do. The final one, John, I would mention is in the area of the trans movement. This was the most surprising finding to me. This is an issue that's kind of risen up over the last 5 years or so in a surprising way. Well, it turns out two of the biggest funders of this radical movement in the United States are billionaires linked to China. One of them is the co-founder of Alibaba, which is the Amazon of China. Right. His name is Joe Tsai. Joe Tsai has given tens of millions of dollars to institutions and groups that are pushing the trans movement in the United States. The other one is a guy named Roy Singham, an American who sold his company to a investment firm partly owned by the Chinese government. He then subsequently moved to Beijing, where he's now friends with CCP officials. And he has poured $160 million into radical causes in the United States, including the trans movement. Here's the curious part, John. Neither one of these individuals is advocating for these positions actually in China itself. So it leads me to the conclusion that they are doing this in part because they want to help tear America apart.
Just amazing. The level of detail in Blood Money is so remarkable, Peter. There are so many small and big anecdotes, and you really get a sense of the patient strategic approach that China is taking at trying to erode American power. There is a little anecdote in it, but it speaks volumes about China's desire to use technology as an advantage over the United States. We knew the big issue with Huawei a few years ago with routers and whether they were embedding potential spyware on those things. But there's this amazing story in the book where communist Chinese companies are flooding the U.S. market, the auto market, with these things called auto ear switches. They're called Glock switches, I guess I refer to them. Tell us why this little small metal device is a good example of the leading edge of Chinese strategy.
Yeah, you know, China in the 1990s a couple of times was caught smuggling fully automatic machine guns into the United States. They did it through the port of Long Beach. These were AK-47s, long rifles. Right. What they've done is they really upped their game. Beginning in 2018, they started smuggling these into the United States. It's a small metal device about the size of a quarter. But here's what it does, John. If you slip it into a Glock handgun, it turns a Glock handgun into a fully automatic machine gun. And you can attach, say, a 50-round drum magazine to the bottom of it, and you've got a very potent weapon. It's hard to control, but a very potent weapon. And you can go on YouTube today and found video of police officers around the country being subjected to sprays of gunfire from these handguns. Now, here's what is so concerning about this. These devices were smuggled in the United States, produced in China. They were advertised in English on Alibaba in China. And according to ATF, these were particularly targeted at criminal gangs and felons in the United States. So they were specifically trying to get these into the hands of, you know, groups that want to sow chaos and violence in the United States. As a result of this, between 2018 and the present, the rate of machine gun fire in American streets has skyrocketed by some 5,000%.
Wow.
As our law enforcement has gotten better at intercepting these through the mail, Customs and Border Patrol, as they've got better at intercepting them in the mail, what's happened is now the Chinese have joined league with the cartels in Mexico. They're starting to produce these in Mexico, and they are smuggling them across the open border. So when people look at that open border, think the people that are coming across, think about the fentanyl that's coming across, but also realize they are smuggling these across as well with very deadly consequences.
Wow. A lot to think about, don't you think? Well, we're going to give you a commercial break to mull everything over. Stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, America. We're going to dive right back into this conversation with Peter Schweitzer on his new book that was published just a few days ago, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. And we just were finishing up a dramatic discussion about how Chinese proprietors have basically helped America turn handguns into machine guns and why we've seen a huge rise. And we were right on the cusp of talking about the cartels. And we're going to pick up right there with Peter. Peter, you talk about the cartels and the movement of arms across the border. Similarly, the last 10 years have seen this extraordinary effort at synthetic opioids to fentanyl. China makes the precursors, the cartels does the dirty work and hooking people on them here. What is up with that? When did that alliance begin? And why have we been so feckless in being able to combat it?
Well, great question, John. I mean, the first alliance I think that matters here is the alliance between the CCP and Chinese organized crime. Yep. That goes back to the 1980s when Deng Xiaoping, the then leader of China, basically made peace with the triads, that is Chinese organized crime. And the agreement was pretty simple. If, as long as you are patriotic, meaning that you support the CCP, they were going to protect and allow the Chinese organized crime triads to operate unfettered. As long as they were engaging in criminal activity outside of China, they would protect them. And President Xi, the current leader of China, is kind of a product of this. If you look at his rise to political power, John, he spent most of his formative years where? In Fujian province. Fujian province is the center of gravity for Chinese organized crime. It's where most of these triads were formed, most of their headquarters. And during his tenure in the late 1990s and early 2000s, there were numerous cases where Chinese organized crime figures fled the United States, went to Fujian province, and President Xi protected them. So he is well aware of this. Wow. He has family members that are linked to organized crime. And he recognizes that organized crime is a very helpful tool that advances CCP interests in the United States, including in the area of fentanyl. So the fentanyl, I think, myth that's out there is that this is a cartel operation by the Mexican drug cartels. The Mexican cartels are really the junior partner here because the entities that set them up with the precursors, with the skill set, with the money laundering opportunities were Chinese organized crime. One in particular, there's a criminal group called UBG, United Bamboo Group is what it's called. It's headed by Zhang Anlo, who goes by the name White Wolf. They essentially made the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico the kings of fentanyl. And if you look at every chain in fentanyl coming into the United States from China, China is the senior partner. The cartels are the junior partner. So the precursors flow from China to Mexico. We all kind of know that. 90% of those precursors go through a single port in Mexico, the port of Manzanillo. People wonder, why can't they just stop these precursors at the port? Well, the international terminal at that port is run by a Chinese company that is very close to the Chinese government and Chinese military. Once those precursors arrive in Mexico, they go to a city in northern Mexico where, according to our federal government, 2,000 Chinese nationals help turn these precursors into actual fentanyl. Jeez. Now that they have the fentanyl, they need to put them in pill form because most of the people that are dying of fentanyl overdoses don't even know they're taking fentanyl. They think they're taking a Vicodin or they think they're taking an Adderall. Right. So they need pill presses, John, and they need molds that make these pills look like the real thing, that have the same markers on the pill. Well, they get these pill presses from China. And according to our Department of Homeland Security, the Chinese are selling these to the Mexican drug cartels at cost. In other words, they're not price gouging them. This is not about making money. They now have the pill presses. They make the pills. The next step is if you are a drug cartel in Mexico, you need secure communications. China provides this as well. The drug cartels use Chinese apps. They use Chinese communication devices. They're encrypted in China. They know that China will not share those encrypted communications with U.S. law enforcement. And the final link in the chain is money laundering. If you're a drug cartel, you need to launder your money. In the days of cocaine, the Mexican cartels used to launder their money where? In Latin American banks. In the era of fentanyl, they are now laundering their money in Chinese state-owned banks. And according to our government, they are using students, Chinese students in the United States on education visas to do so. So this is a Chinese operation. The Mexican cartels are definitely the junior partners.
So dramatic when you go through the strategic, it's a stem to stern strategy of how to destabilize America. All right, so you got the fentanyl coming across, it's poisoning Americans. You've got the Glock switches are coming along, they're turning machine guns, or turning handguns into machine guns. There's been a market rise, according to the book, in silencers. What is China up and trying to move so many silencers across the border into the United States?
Yeah, I mean, this goes along with the Glock switches. So again, silencers, or sometimes people call them suppressors, obviously minimize the amount of noise that a firearm is going to make. You can get them in the United States. You have to get a permit. Obviously, if you are a convicted felon, you can't own a firearm and you cannot own a silencer or a suppressor. Well, China, along with those Glock switches, has been smuggling them into the United States by the thousands. And again, they are not targeting, you know, law-abiding, hunters or people that like recreational shooting. They are targeting these suppressors at criminal gangs and drug cartels operating in the United States. And what the suppressors do is not only limit the noise, they also limit some of the recoil on the firearm, so it makes it a lot more effective for these criminal organizations when they are shooting at the police and at law enforcement to hide exactly where they are, and they can fire at a much higher rate. Our law enforcement tries to intercept these coming into the United States. They've had increasing success with new technology. But again, these are items that they are now going to start smuggling across the border from Mexico. They're already manufacturing them there. And this is about social chaos. This is about dividing America, creating a violent America. They will actually run stories, John, on machine gun fire on the streets of America on the Chinese state media. The part that they leave out of the story, of course, is the fact that these items are coming from China. They somehow never mention that when they run these stories about how violent America is.
They brag about it without fessing up to it. How about that? That's pretty good, I guess, domestic politics there. Peter, I want to talk a little bit about something that we've been chronicling, and the Border Patrol has been running, really saying that there's no one has a good answer for it. Why so many military-age single men from China suddenly crossing the border the last 18 months? Any intel that you were able to glean on why that pattern has begun?
I think part of the answer, probably not the whole answer, John, part of the answer is I talk about the book. In addition to fentanyl, you have this massive increase in illegal marijuana growth taking place in the United States, from Maine to California. And in 95% of the cases, according to law enforcement, these illegal marijuana growths are being run by Chinese nationals, many of whom are in the country illegally. Just to kind of clear this up, this is not the marijuana of the 1990s that people were smoking in college.
Right.
This is highly potent stuff. It's often laced with fentanyl. Chinese organized crime sets up these operations. They make huge sums of money, but it's also a form of warfare on the United States. At least that's the way that China views it. So I think a lot of the illegal Chinese coming across the border are probably linked to this business. It's a massive business. There are 300 alone in the state of Maine, and they're all over the country. So you can realize it takes a lot of manpower. So I think that's part of the reason we're seeing this upsurge.
Yeah. So the marijuana just gets you on a path to that fentanyl and other the hardcore drugs. So even that has a strategic purpose in sort of carrying out a long-term agenda, right?
Yes. And it's highly potent, much more potent than the 1990s. It's highly addictive. It's a source to carry fentanyl. And the Chinese regard this as cognitive warfare. The more you can get people addicted to highly potent drugs, the more that you can kill off young people. Of course, fentanyl now is the leading cause of death from people under the age of 45 in the United States. The better, as far as they're concerned. And if you can make money doing it at the same time, that's just the icing on the cake as far as China's concerned.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer.
So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back, America. We're going to dive right back into one of the most important books in our entire generation, Blood Money by Peter Schweizer. It is exposing exactly what the Chinese not only are doing, but they've already done, what they've already accomplished, and how little American government has done to counter it. Peter, I want to bring you right back in. All right, we got the chemical warfare down, the cartel warfare down, with the big broad strategy of what's going on. I want to get in a little bit to what the book I think aptly describes as the psychological warfare. There's an enormous amount of efforts to play for the hearts and minds of our children that China's funding, whether it's on TikTok or trying to get a hold of a school curriculum like what happened in Tulsa recently. Walk us through the targeting of our young people that goes on right beneath our noses, right on social media.
Yeah, you all have done some great reporting on Tulsa and the school curriculum. In this book, I focused primarily on TikTok because it's so ever present. And the thing that really stands out to me, John, is while we're having this debate in this country about is TikTok a threat, how would the Chinese use it? They're not having this debate in China. We actually got access to Chinese propaganda ministry documents, materials from Chinese military publications. They view this, to quote one military official, as a Trojan horse against the United States. And they have a very sophisticated approach in using it as a propaganda tool against the United States. When people think of propaganda, John, I know you don't, but most people think of it as pretty crude and pretty in your face. You know, we're going to have PLA soldiers marching down the street. We're going to have banners right with, you know, Chairman Mao. That's not at all what they have in mind. They view it as a very subtle, soft touch, but they have explicit goals in which they want to accomplish through TikTok. They want to get people to reject their historical past, to reject historical symbols, national historical symbols. And of course, we've seen all the work that's gone on about, you know, tearing down monuments, et cetera. That's exactly what China wants the United States to do. And they're encouraging it because they say once you start to reject your past, you are now open to a new set of ideas and beliefs, which they are going to push. The second thing is that TikTok's strategy is specifically aimed at young people. As I point out in the book, from the very beginning, TikTok has marketed this as a kind of parent-free zone.
Yep.
Unlike Facebook and other apps that are out there, everybody gets their own individual feed. So you can't really monitor what your child is seeing on TikTok. And that is by design. And then the third component is that they view American young people as highly manipulable by them. They say that emotion is something that can lead a young person to think that they're engaging in righteous indignation, which makes it very easy to manipulate them. So they are controlling their feeds. I go through great detail about ByteDance, the parent company.
Yeah.
Its headquarters is near the headquarters of the Ministry of State Security. They have joint projects together, the Ministry of State Security and ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, on artificial intelligence research. The company is populated with senior officials that worked in the propaganda ministry, CCP, et cetera, et cetera. So there is absolutely no doubt the Chinese themselves say it, that TikTok is a powerful tool to manipulate young people in the West, and they are doing that absolutely right now.
Yeah, erasing our history, erasing your identity, questioning the basic science of genders, all of it is feeding into that platform every day. Now, there have been some interesting efforts. Certainly, Kristi Noem in South Dakota took a hard line right away. Other governors followed suit. And Mark Warner, I think, forced the Democrats here in Washington, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, to take some action in Washington. But then President Biden, even while his administration acknowledges tic-tac as a potential warfare or psychological warfare element, the president goes back on tic-tac for his campaign. What message does that send in countering this malign influence that tic-tac is spreading across the United States?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. The message it sends is that I don't really care about the health of American young people and American society, because it's more important to me to use this tool to access voters. I mean, this goes back to 2020. In the 2020 campaign, remember, Donald Trump wanted to force the sale of TikTok to an American company, which, by the way, I think is the best solution. I think a ban of TikTok is hard because you'll have alternatives that will arise. But if you force the sale of TikTok to an American company, it's not going to be perfect. Big tech companies have their problems, too. But I would put the CCP control of TikTok on a much higher danger level than I would the machinations of Microsoft and Google, even though those can be pretty bad. But Joe Biden rejected that. Joe Biden in the 2020 campaign would not let his own campaign be on TikTok because it was a security threat. But he became president and he rescinded Trump's forcing the sale of TikTok. And he has sat and said he's, quote, studying the issue over the last 3 years, which is patently ridiculous. So yeah. There's where we are. There's a financial component to this. Of course, Joe Biden has big financial backers that are invested in ByteDance. There are also some Republican investors that are pressuring some Republicans in the Senate to take a soft stance on this as well. So it's really horrifying, the lack of leadership on this issue.
It is remarkable. We sit here now, and I think the second component is as they try to infiltrate our children's minds and use TikTok and use the school agenda to get inside, there's another element where we're all distracted with our own strife. They're out in Africa and South America buying off our allies. We did so much to help Africa get through the AIDS scourge, but today China's the number one buddy of most African governments. Could you talk for a few minutes just about that dynamic of buying off our allies right beneath our noses because we're navel-gazing at our own problems right now?
Yeah, we are internally focused because of the division in our country, which they're fanning the flames for. You know, some people would say, well, who cares what these foreign governments think? The problem is we're highly dependent upon these African countries for pretty critical minerals for a lot of our industrial work. And China has an enormous appetite to try to dominate this market. What China's basically done is moved in where the United States would give foreign aid. They've moved in with larger amounts of money, oftentimes in the forms of loans. And their goal is to get these African countries basically addicted to the cheap credit and then to use that credit as a means to manipulate them, to get access to their minerals and restrict the flow of minerals to the United States. They have threatened that many times in the past. And these are crucial minerals that we use for advanced technologies, whether it's cell phones, whether it's supercomputers, whether it's all sorts of technological innovations that we require. And we are kind of asleep at the switch, which is a terrible place for us to be. It's going to make us further dependent upon China, not just for the importation of certain goods from them, but for some of these vital natural resources in the developing world. They are targeting countries that have resources, countries that don't have natural resources. China has no interest in particularly helping or being engaged with.
Yeah, pretty mercenary, pretty clear. Real quickly, the EV mandates for Democrats playing right into China's hands right now because of our supply chain problems, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all remember the dependence on OPEC in the 1970s. Well, yeah. That's being switched to dependence on China. Not just electric vehicles, solar panels, the wind turbines, 80-90% of those industries are dominated by China. So as we move in that direction, China is the new OPEC that we're facing.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch
our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon, I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible, you can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.